Dada, women soften their husbands through their tears, and even if they are wrong, they will insist they are right. What do you have to say regarding this matter?
That is very true. She will have to pay for her wrongdoing. Furthermore, she loses credibility by acting this way. She will lose the trust of her husband. I asked a group of ladies, "Tell me whose husband is naive? Raise your hand." All the ladies who raised their hands told me in confidence, "My husband is naive, totally naive." This statement in itself shows that these women play with their husbands as if they were toys. It looks bad to expose this matter in public. Does it not look bad? One cannot say everything openly. If I ask the ladies confidentially, "Is your husband naive?" they will respond, "Very naive, very naive." Their deceit makes them see him as naive. This deceit is bad. Nevertheless, there are many other good qualities in women.
On the one hand, a woman is called Lakshmi, that is, goddess of wealth and prosperity. And on the other hand, she is called deceitful and is said to be filled with moh, that is, attachment to worldly things.
They can be called Lakshmi. Women are no ordinary beings. If her husband is called Narayan, that is the Lord, then what does that make her? Therefore, the pair is called Lakshmi Narayan. Does that make her worthless? She is the mother of a Tirthankar. Who gave birth to those 24 Tirthankars?
A woman, Dada.
So then, how can you call women worthless? Moh will always be there because she is a woman. However, who gave birth to all the great Tirthankars? It is women who give birth to all the elevated people. So how can we disgrace them? Yet our people disgrace them.
It is always the women who are told to remain within the boundaries, not the men.
That is a misuse as a human being. It is a misuse of the authority one has as a human being. Authority can be used in two ways. It can either be used appropriately or it can be abused. If used properly, people will be happy. But if one abuses it, he will have miseries. When you misuse authority, you will lose that authority. When you want to maintain the authority forever, if you want to remain a man forever, then do not abuse your authority. Otherwise, you will become a woman in your next life. All you people of authority, beware, because abuse of authority will result in the loss of that authority. The epitome of a woman is a woman who, regardless of what may happen to her, if her husband is by her side or not, if her husband has run away, she would not run off with another man. Regardless of what the other man may be like, even if God comes to her as a man, she would refuse to go with him. She would say, "No, I have a husband, I am married." That is called a sati, that is, a woman who is unconditionally devoted to her husband, so much that she would voluntarily give up her life on her husband's funeral pyre. Are there any qualities of a sati left in these women nowadays? It is not as if there have never been such women. The times are different. There are certain periods like that of Satyug, that is the time cycle of golden ages, when satis were to be found. That is why people revere and worship satis, don't they?
Yes, Dada.
It is because they have the desire to become a sati. If someone ever thinks or utters the name of a sati, one day they would become one, and yet sex, that is Vishaya, is sold at the price of bangles. That is cheap. It is a dime a dozen. Do you know that? Do you understand what I am saying?
Yes, it is sold at the price of bangles.
In which market is sex for sale? In the colleges. At what price? Sex is sold at the price of gold. Some will be sold at the price of diamonds. It is not like this everywhere. Some women will not accept even gold. No matter what you give them, they will not concede. However, other women will allow themselves to be bought. These women of today, it may not be at the price of gold, but at some other price. Therefore, it is because of sex that he has become a woman. Man has encouraged and corrupted women because of his lust for sex. Even if she has no meritorious qualities, She believes she is special because men will encourage her and compliment her for their own desires. Why does she believe this? She believes this because this is what men have persistently been telling her. It is not something that she will come to believe on her own. But because the men are telling her over and over again, she thinks it must be true. If you were to tell a woman she is very nice and that no other woman is comparable to her, she will believe you, even if she is ugly. If you tell her she is very beautiful, then she will believe herself to be beautiful. Men have kept women as women. All along in this game, the women in their mind believe they are making fools of men. In this way, men get their lust satisfied, after which they leave them.
It is not written that a woman will remain a woman for many lives to come. Women do not know this fact, and that is why they do not look for a solution.
If the problem is solved, then a woman is actually a man. Unfortunately, these women do not know the root cause. Furthermore, they enjoy their role as women. They take pleasure in being women, and that is why they remain as one. And nobody knows the way out, so no one can show them the way out. Only the women who were satis knew the way out. A sati would never even think about another man except her husband. Even if her husband were to die immediately after their marriage, or if he were to run away, she would believe her husband to be the only man for her. Deceit in such women would melt away. If a woman becomes like a sati, her deceitful tendencies will begin to disappear. Those prominent satis of the past were born as satis because they were not tainted from their past lives. Whereas for you, there are stains from the past life, and so the next time you will be born a man. However, having been born a man, realize that not all men are equal. Many men are like women. They have a few characteristics of a woman, for example, deceit. If this deceit disappears, either by becoming a sati or by acquiring self-realization through meeting a gnani purush, then a woman will attain liberation. In becoming a sati, everything will be clear, and then he or she will attain moksha. Do you understand a little of what I am saying? On the way to liberation, every woman has to become either a sati or a man. Men are very naive. They will do whatever is asked of them. Women have taken advantage of all men. Of all the women, only a sati would not do so. A sati would regard her husband as her lord.
You see a very few people with this kind of a life.
How can there be such lives in this Kali Yuga? Even in Satyug, that is the time cycle of truth and unity of thought, speech and acts, there were very few satis. So how can there be any in Kali Yuga? So the women are not at fault. Women are like goddesses. The soul is the soul, whether it be in the form of a man or a woman. The only difference is of the packing, the physical body. Being a woman is an effect of a kind, and this effect works on the soul because of the presence of ignorance. With the knowledge of the self, this effect of a woman does not work on the soul. This is liberation. Woman is a shakti, that is power, energy. In this country, many women have been great in government and politics. Imagine her potential in the field of religion. They have the power to liberate the world. Women are a store of energy for the salvation of the world. She has enough energy to achieve her own liberation and help others achieve the same.